This is 91.5 KRCC, Southern Colorado's NPR station. I'm Abigail Beckman. The 6th annual Creek Week begins this Saturday and continues through next Sunday. During those 9 days, volunteers will gather to remove litter and debris along creeks, trails, parks, and open spaces from Palmer Lake to Pueblo and beyond. Allie Shook is the outreach coordinator for the Fountain Creek Watershed. She's here in the studio to talk about the health of our waterways. Thanks for taking the time, Allie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so the Fountain Creek Watershed District, geographically, what does that all include?
Yeah, I guess basically let's start out with what is a watershed. A watershed is an area of land and water that drains to a common point. And they're kind of like those Russian nesting dolls where there's a little one that fits into a bigger one and a bigger one. So our home watershed here is the Fountain Creek Watershed, named after Fountain Creek. It starts up in Palmer Lake and goes all the way down to Pueblo. And the headwaters of Fountain Creek is actually right behind the Walmart in Woodland Park. So our home watershed is comprised of 8 different communities, and all the water and what's in the water drains to the Arkansas River at Pueblo.
So the health of Fountain Creek has been in the news for the past year or so because of the creekside camping ban put in place by the city of Colorado Springs that makes it illegal for anyone to camp within 100 feet of a waterway. And high levels of bacteria were found in Fountain Creek. That's believed to be partly caused by people experiencing homelessness who were living along the creek. But the issues in Fountain Creek come from a lot of different sources as well, right?
Right. The litter issue is multifaceted for sure. And we know that we have folks living and illegally camping along our creeks. That is definitely an impact. We also live in a very windy area, and those days where we see the trash trucks going around town, people that don't properly bag and tie that trash, it can go flying through the wind. There is some intentional littering going on out the car windows. We see those fires set by cigarette butts, and cigarette butts are still the number one littered item in America. So it's really multiple things that are happening, and we're trying to work a lot around education and, you know, what people can do, the little things like scooping your dog's poop. That impacts our water quality.
Now, in a report published about Creek Week, there was a really interesting anecdote. 80% of participants said volunteering for Creek Week changed how they think about waterways. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really been a beautiful story about how people didn't realize that there was a creek even in their backyard or in their neighborhood. So it's really about changing the culture of our community. You go to many other places around Colorado, and they've embraced those waterways, and they have, you know, beautiful places to recreate and shops and dining along those creeks. And that's something that our citizens want as well here.
So last year, 24 tons of litter were collected during Creek Week. What kind of things do you find?
A lot of it is just kind of your everyday trash. We are part of the International Coastal Cleanup, which may seem kind of silly that we're inland, but they provide a data collection tool. So we're asking volunteers this year, tell us what you're finding out there. Is it plastic bags? Is it cigarette butts? Is it fast food waste? Is it illegal dumping of tires or televisions? We see it all.
In the things that you've seen throughout the life of Creek Week, do you think things are getting better as far as the amount of trash and litter we're putting into our waterways?
Unfortunately, we're not seeing the amount of trash decrease just yet. I would say that we're getting out a lot of the historical debris and trash that's maybe been trapped in certain areas for a long time. And so that's why we're asking our crews, hey, let's collect a little bit more data then when you're out there. What kind of trash are you finding? I think what we need is to collect data, be able to better understand what the sources are, and then go after those sources and say, hey, maybe it is the fast food companies, and maybe they can step up and do a little bit better job, or maybe it's just that we don't have enough trash cans in our parks, and that would be a great solution.
And I know I'm asking you to speculate here, but as an informed observer, what do you see as the future of our waterways if things stay exactly as they are now?
We all make an impact on our waterways, and there's a lot of little things that everyone can do to do their part. And as that changes, we need to have more pressure on our leadership here in our communities to say, we deserve better. When you go to all these other communities, Denver's got, you know, people surfing in their waterways, and Pueblo has the Riverwalk, and Colorado Springs needs to do a better job of keeping up with our neighbors around the state and embracing our waterways.
That was Allie Shook, Outreach Coordinator for the Fountain Creek Watershed District. You can find more about Creek Week on our website, krcc.org.